It's the Two Dummies Show with
Devin
and Noah.
Ring, ring, hello, hello, anybody there?
It's me, Devin.
Oh, hey, Devin, it's Noah. What's up?
Oh, well, it's funny you called. We're doing our podcast right now.
Ring. Oh, hello, what's up, everybody? It's Two Dummies.
I'm Devin.
And I'm Noah. And we actually have our third co-host with us. He's, I mean, usually always with us, but almost always silent, but he's with us now. Everybody, welcome back, Buck Buck the Chicken.
Woo! Buck!
Wow, good to see you again, Buck Buck. I mean, like, you've been with us for every recording, but we only let you on the mic so often. So, like, how have you been last week, Buck Buck?
Buck Buck Buck!
Those sheeps and pigs have been giving you some trouble, haven't you?
Brock.
Yeah, I mean, you've got some pretty tough roommates at the farm.
Brock, Brock, Brock.
I mean, have you at least been eating well? Have they been giving you good seeds and whatnot?
Bucky, Bucky.
Ooh, that's good. They've been giving you some gourmet feed, right?
Brock, Brock.
That sounds good. And have you laid any eggs recently? That's a good question, right?
A chicken never tells, Brock.
Oh! So it's you're keeping your personal life out of this.
Buck.
Buck.
Well, I'm glad we have our chicken back on the show. It hasn't been the same without chicken on the show.
Yeah, I mean, we still have all of our chicken energy, and we do talk about chickens a fair amount, but we need to include the chicken perspective more.
Buck.
Buck.
Well, Noah, have you done anything this week that you want to talk about?
Oh my god, I'm having such a crappy day.
Oh, why? Why don't you cry about it?
Yeah, I'm gonna cry. So I just came back from a really frustrating DoorDash where I had a couple orders that were like the trifecta of terrible customer.
Okay.
So it's a big apartment building with a blocked off garage. So there's no parking, no street parking, because it was on a busy street. So I had to park in the driveway of the gated garage and keep checking to make sure that nobody was going to come and block my car, or I was blocking them. Then the guy didn't answer his phone when he said to call him. And at the call box, he didn't answer his phone either. He didn't answer the phone. So he had a mailbox that hadn't been set up yet, so I couldn't leave him a message. And so I was just waiting on this guy's stoop for, like, several minutes, having absolutely no way to reach him. And then I just left the food there. But by a plant.
Easily just leave the food in the door and leave. You did your duty.
Because, honestly, it is goddamn unacceptable to order a DoorDash order and not have your phone on you, or at least be really ready to accept to pick it up.
Whenever I order DoorDash, I am so anxious about missing the call. I never have my volume on, but I turn it up all the way, and I am checking my phone 24/7.
Yeah, as a courtesy to the driver, you have to be there immediately.
I know. I don't want to be rude at all, because I would order in Boston, and like my house was on a busy ass street and they couldn't park, so I want to run in and run out. And I feel
bad for
them.
Best is to say call when you're 2 minutes away, and you can really meet them at the door.
Yeah, well, sorry that happened.
And they didn't even tip.
Of course they didn't. Yeah, people obviously should tip anyways, but especially now. I saw this thing yesterday on Instagram and it was like, it's called DoorDash, not Gate Dash.
Yes. Where someone was like, they want me to drop it off at the gate. No, you're gonna come right to my door. It's like, F you, dude. I've had people who like are in a hotel who want me to go all the way up to their hotel room.
No.
And like, come on.
No.
I'm doing you a service, homie.
Yeah, no. Well, I guess that can like lead into the dumbest thing of the week.
Sure, why not?
Dumb and stupid on their part.
Yeah. Have you got one?
I have two.
Oh, great, because I've got three.
Ooh. This one is pretty, it's not like, but it's like, it's dumb. So I'm a slut for a good sale. And on Amazon, Not that we support Amazon, although we do purchase from it.
Buy small.
I bought like this big paint set because it was like $30 for so many colors of paint. And the paint is just so fucking thin.
Ugh.
And it's just cheap paint. And you could see like my pencil lines when I paint. And it's my fault because I went for the cheaper option instead of like getting real paint. And it's just pissing me off.
So you bought really cheapo paint and you're pissed that you got crappy paint?
Yeah.
Wow, that really sucks for you.
I know. I did it on them to myself.
Yeah, I mean, you really have a habit of buying the cheaper thing and wondering why it's lower quality.
I did buy the cheaper mic for this podcast. Noah yelled at me every time, and I finally bucked up, bought the better one, and now you can hear me perfectly.
We can hear the difference.
I know. I think I'm going to have to invest in better paint. I just don't want to keep doing 4 coats.
Oh, no way.
Exhausting.
Got to get better paint.
I know.
All right, well, let me tell you about my dumbest thing of the week. This was a grumpy meltdown that I had. last week, my car was running low on gas, so I went to the gas station to buy some gas, and I paid at the pump, put the pump in the hole, and it doesn't pump. It's not pumping. There's no pumping gas. I said, "What the hell is this?" I'm in a rush, so I had to go. I left. I was on 1 gallon, and I left. Then went to another gas station, and that pump didn't work. I paid. I said, "Hey, what's wrong with this pump?" I went into the attendant at the little mini mart and said, "Hey, this pump's not working. I'll just pay inside so that it'll be automatically work." So I paid inside, went back outside. Pump's not working. I went back inside 2 or 3 times, getting increasingly pissed off, being like, "I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I know how to pump gas. I'm pretty sure I know how to pump gas. It's the problem is the machine. It's not me. I promise it's not me. I paid my money. I want to get my freaking gasoline." And so I went back. It still didn't work. The pump didn't pump. And then I went back and the woman told me to push the to flip up the switch. And I went back to the pump and there's a little switch next to the gas pump where you take it out and there's a switch that you flip up. And I flipped it. And it pumped my gas. But I was just so pissed. And I was like, "Gah!" I had to go through all this freaking anger for the egg to be on my face.
That is toxic masculinity at its finest.
But I wanted it to be their problem. It's their problem, not mine.
So this happened twice now. So you just have to remember to flip the switch.
I mean, I just got to flip the switch on them.
Yeah, you got to flip the switch. What is that? Isn't that a trend?
It's a TikTok song based on the Drake song.
Drake, yeah. You gotta flip the switch. I don't know the dance.
All right, well, let's hear your next one and I'll do my next one.
Okay, this one is like classic Devin.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've talked about it on the air, but I did recently watch Euphoria.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a year late. Very good show. Cannot stop talking about it. Cannot stop thinking about it. I did makeup like it. I listened to the soundtrack and I'm like fully in love with one of the characters and I messaged him on Instagram.
Okay.
And I'm in love with him. And then I also watched Normal People, fell in love with the other guy character.
You just like sexy teen shows.
I do. And I messaged him on Instagram too. And then I also found out that Julia Louis-Dreyfus has a hot son our age.
Makes sense.
And I messaged him on Instagram. And no one answered me, but I love them.
They must really hate you. You must have done something.
I know. And then I saw a trend on TikTok where this girl, well, it's not really a trend. It was like a video that popped up. She said that Jake T. Austin from Wizards of Waverly Place was answering private messages on Instagram. And that's what started this whole rabbit hole. And I messaged him and he also didn't message me back.
I mean, I think what you need to do is just keep messaging these like hot young 20-something guys until one of them actually talks to you.
And this isn't the first time I've done this. About for 2 years now, I've been messaging Noah Centineo.
Yeah, you got to aim lower. You got to aim lower. You can't just message, I don't know, Brooklyn Beckham and expect him to DM you back.
I know. I was like, "Hey guys, Or like, what did I say to Paul? I just went, hey, Paul.
Yeah.
To the guy from Normal People.
You got to act like you have something to offer. Not just that you're trying to hang.
The whole thing is offered.
You're offering yourself.
They could do whatever they want, whenever they want to me.
Then you got to make your demands more clear. Be like, you can have all this, baby.
Just
text me back.
My message to Julia Louise Dreyfus' son was, sup, boy. I tested negative for COVID. When are we doing this?
I mean, see, that's skipping several steps. But I think what you need to do is really pester them. Be like, hey, why aren't you responding to me? Are you ignoring me, sugar? Hey, baby.
But that's the thing.
Do it like you're like a sexting bot.
I mean, if they wanted this, they could get some of this. But I don't think I'm a sexting bot. I don't know.
You just gotta pester them and wait until, or just aim lower, really.
Like who? I don't know.
I don't know. You're the expert on
hot boys.
On hot boys who are in sexy dramas from 2020.
I know, and I really thought, because that guy from Euphoria dated Joey King, and I was like, Joey King isn't that hot. He could date me.
Yeah, but she's like a successful and famous actor.
That is true, and she's also very good.
And you're nobody.
I'm Devin.
Yeah, but you're just some dummy.
I'm Devin. You know,
You don't even need a last name.
I'm Zendaya. I'm Devin.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. So
maybe I'll shoot my shot with Zendaya. She seems attainable. Why not?
Apparently she's dating the guy from Euphoria who I want.
Maybe you should murder Zendaya.
I can't do that to her.
Yeah, she's too beautiful.
She's stunning. And it really hurts my feelings.
Yeah, I mean, she's really doing it just to spite you.
I know. It's really mean, actually, because she has extremely thick eyebrows and I don't. And it's just like every time I see a picture of her, I know what she's doing. She's rubbing it in my face.
Yeah, she's waving it in your face.
Zendaya hates me.
You should start an internet rumor campaign to cancel Zendaya.
I can't do that to her, though.
What about cancel Zendaya and replace her with Devin?
More like cancel Bella Thorne, replace Devin, and then I can be in Shake It Up.
But what's Bella Thorne really doing these days? Like, didn't she direct a porn?
Yes, she did. And when was that supposed to come out?
I don't know. I was anxious to see it.
I know. I wanted to watch it too. Let me see.
Maybe it just slipped by. Maybe it's not free.
Well, I did just type Bella Thorne porno. The first thing came up, Bella Thorne porn videos. And then there's a girl that looks just like Bella Thorne.
Yeah, that's how these celebrity porn things work, usually.
I've never seen celebrity porn. Oh, here it is. Here it is. It's called Her and Him, a film by Bella Thorne. It's on X Videos.
Wow, totally send that to me and we can watch it together after
this recording. Honestly, we should Zoom watch it together.
Yeah, after this recording, let's do it.
Yeah. Also, there's an ad saying, limp dick? This simple trick feels like steroids for your cock.
Wow. What? The nice targeted ads, Devin.
I know. Why are those the ones for me? Like, I'm getting male targeted ads.
Would you rather see, like, limp boobs? This miracle cure will make your titties stand at attention?
Like, pancake nipples? This surgery will make your nipples pointy.
They'll go, swing!
Yeah. So anyways, what were your other two dummy?
Okay, so we had a great episode last week. I was so excited to talk to Daffy Dave, my favorite childhood clown. Definitely check out that episode if you haven't yet. But we did this great recording, and when I was editing it, I realized that I recorded myself into the back of my microphone.
Oh.
So yes. my audio is all funky. I fixed it. I edited around it and whatnot, but I was like, what the hell? Why is this sound bad? And
quack.
I was recording into the back of what chicken? Did you have something to add?
Quack, 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 quack.
Yeah, I mean, I know, chicken. You have a really heightened sense of hearing, so you could totally hear that when it was at the back of the microphone. I'm sorry. I'm recording to the front this time, just for you, chicken.
Quack.
Yeah, you're welcome. And, you know, my final dumbest thing of the week was this. So I signed up for some Zoom industry panel on like directing and producing.
Oh, I forgot to go.
In COVID-19. And I thought it was last Saturday, and I had it in my schedule for a couple weeks, and I was like, it's Saturday morning, I was like, wait a minute, I haven't gotten the Zoom link for this. So I waited and re-signed in, redid my ticket, even sent an angry email to the people organizing it, and was like, where the hell is my Zoom link? I want to go to this event. Am I just being shut out? And then I just grumbled for a really long time and then realized that it's next weekend.
Oh, so I can go.
Yeah, it is next weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. It was
a major just, oh my God, I'm
what'd
so
they
stupid.
What'd they email back to you?
It was like,
fuck ass.
Yeah, dummy. It was like, don't worry, Noah, you'll get the link when it's closer to the event. Also, how could you? You're a fucking stupid dummy.
You'll never be in the WGA. How dare you?
You'll never be in the WGA. You're being cut off from all Emerson perks and events. You'll be blackballed and never work in your career. Also, you have a tiny dick. And chicken,
Conan hates you.
And Conan hates me, and chickens aren't funny.
Yeah.
So they really cut me to the core.
The chicken core.
Yeah, right to the yolk, should I say.
Yeah. chicken humor. Hilarious. Chicken.
Well, you know what I did last weekend that was actually really interesting? I took a freestyle rapping class.
But did you pay for it?
Yeah, I mean, of course I paid for it. It wasn't free.
See, I feel like that is fun, but you could do it on YouTube.
No, I think it was important to be able to do it with other people face to face, even if it was on Zoom.
Yeah, I feel like because I've been going to your Zoom musicals and like whenever you guys sing with other people, it lags and it's like,
those are different. Those aren't really meant to be watched, but with freestyling, it's kind of solo, so you can do it in your own time. And it just is fun to have people support you. So there was beatboxing class and storytelling and all this. So I thought that we could try a freestyling exercise, the two of us, because I know that you and I like to freestyle rap sometime. We're not great at it.
I mean, you are far better than me. I am beyond past. I'm like below level one.
Well, it's all just practice.
Yeah.
And so I figure we could do this exercise called Trading Twos, where I'll spit two lines, and the last word of my line has to prompt your next line.
Okay.
Got it?
Yep.
All right, so I've got a bottle in front of me, so I'll go off the top with a bottle. Drinking from my bottle, yeah, I'm drinking on my water. The tundra is cold, but my body is hotter.
My body is hotter because I am a woman. I got big boobies, and you want to go in them.
I want to go in, yeah, I want to go deep, but only with permission. Don't want to feel like a creep.
Yes, we want to talk about how we respect women and that you have to ask for permission before you can do anything. Consent is important. Consent is great. We don't want to create a situation of rape.
Thanks for bringing up rape. A super great topic. When I travel to the island, you know I'm in a tropic.
Tropic Thunder is a movie by Seth Rogen?
I don't know.
I think.
Hit the Rogen. Next line.
Tropic Thunder is a movie by Seth Rogen. I like him because of his clothing.
Clothing on my body and clothing on my feet. Eat a purple vegetable, hand me a beet.
Beets are fruit, and that is true. You know what else is true? My favorite color's blue.
My favorite color's blue because I like the ocean. Maybe we can swim, yeah, maybe we can go in.
Go in deep and I go in hard. Yeah, I drive my mom's car.
Driving the car, I'm whipping the Porsche.
What rhymes with Porsche? Porsche.
Yeah, when I go knee knee and I can't say my S right like a horse.
Well, I think that's a good way to end it.
Wait, we haven't heard chicken's verse. Chicken's, oh, okay, spit chicken. A verse. Your suggestion word is chicken.
A bark, 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 chicken. Bark, 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 bark.
Wow, that was straight up bars. You should go pro, chicken.
That was box.
Yeah, that was straight up box.
Yeah. Yeah, you should go pro, chicken. Bark? Yeah. Bark, bark. Yeah, I think chicken wants to go pro.
All right, well, that was a great first act. Let's hit it up with some Dear Abby advice questions right after this.
We'll be right back.
And we are back on Two Dummies. Devin, how are you doing?
I'm good. I have a pretty good one.
You have a good advice question?
Yeah, it fits what we were talking about today.
Oh, really?
It's from 2010.
Wow, that's pretty long ago.
Yeah, can you believe that? We didn't even think Trump would run for president then.
And now look where we are.
Chickens. Now look at us. We're all chickens. So, Dear Devin, Noah, and Chicken, I'm pretty sure my husband's addicted to adult porn movies.
Whoa.
We have several pornographic DVDs in the house, and I can tell when they have been moved. He denies he's watching them, so confronting him again will only make him more angry and possibly push him underground. Our sex life, which used to be grand, has become almost non-existent. Do you have any suggestions? Suspicious in Florida. And I know what you're thinking. This is not my mom.
Well, that's tough because I guess the solution would be like take away his DVDs, but there's a million, billion, gazillion, kajillion, chameleon pornos on the internet.
This is 2010 now. Was Pornhub a thing?
Yeah, it just wasn't, it probably wasn't as big, but it definitely was a thing. But I guess the thing is, your husband's watching too much porn. That is a legit concern.
That is.
Like
the kids could find it.
Yeah, but maybe I feel like it only gets into like dangerous territory if it like really is impeding the rest of your life. If he's like, sorry, honey, I can't go to Billy's soccer game because I gotta go wank. to, you know, Bodacious Babes on Motorcycles 3.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, I guess addiction is addiction, but, like, porn. If you have the real thing, why don't you want to fuck the real thing?
I don't know. I mean, porn isn't so much about, like, having sex. It's more about, like, fulfilling sexual fantasy, I feel like, sometimes.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. In high school, I watched the Bob's Burgers porno.
Is it live action?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I do like those porn versions of cartoons.
Yeah, I want to watch...
Have you seen the Family Guy one?
No.
It's
Is that
great...
live action?
Yes, it's great. It's like this really famous porn star, James Dean, in a fat suit.
Oh my God.
Being, you know, fucking Lois, being like...
He does the impressions.
He does the
hey Lois, you like this massive Peter Griffin dick?
Hey Lois, come over here, Lois.
And then I could feel like they could have Peter fart on Meg because there's probably like fart fetishes.
Oh yeah, and daughter fetishes.
Ugh, imagine Peter fucking Meg. Ugh.
I don't think either of them would really want to do that.
No,
but have you seen the Simpsons one? They're all yellow.
Wait, like they paint their bodies yellow?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Why have I not been watching this?
Yeah, I mean, there's the Flintstone one, the SpongeBob one.
Oh, my God.
All the best cartoons have a porno version.
See, because I've only been watching the shows this quarantine. I should be watching the pornos.
Yeah. For real, they're all pretty accessible, and I think they're all really made by like one company.
Damn, why isn't this our career goal? Like, why don't we create
to write for these porns?
Yeah, like I would easily write for a Futurama porn.
Let's write one. Let's
you
let's,
know what
Yeah. Let's you and me write a Futurama porn.
My parents have been getting on my fucking ass about not doing any comedy. And, and this is a big suck my dick to them.
Yeah, and that'll be one of the lines, won't it?
Yeah.
It'll be, suck my dick, everyone!
Yeah, I was thinking suck my big fat metal dick.
Oh, but, that's...
But I like that one, too. I like that one.
Well, we can get the whole crew in on the action.
Yeah.
The Professor, Fry, Leela, we can get some mutants in there.
We can get fucking, what's his name?
Dr. Zoidberg?
No, oh, well, obviously. Kip?
But, well, Dr. Zoidberg is there, but nobody wants to have sex with him.
He's just in the corner.
Yeah.
Going, whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah, nobody wants my tentacles.
Ugh, we should have Zoidberg get with Amy.
Oh my god, she would hate that.
I know.
And she would probably end up really bloody.
Ugh. Ugh, I don't want to do that to her. I like her and Kip. But anyways.
Wow, this has been a great conversation topic.
Yeah, we're doing this.
Yeah, let's write a cartoon porn.
Well, first we have to watch Bella Thorne's porn to see the artistic version.
Yeah, to see what we should model it after.
And then we'll write our own porn.
Okay, great.
Noah and Devin write a porno. Seth Rogen can...
he'll produce. He's not producing enough right now. All right, well, I've got a great question that I'm sure you will like.
Yeah, is my answer going to be, they need to shut up?
No, I actually want to hear what you think about this. So this one is from February 27th, 2016. Dear Dummies, I am a girl in my junior year of high school. My boyfriend of 3 years is very good to me, affectionate, attentive, and very good looking. I don't think he cheats on me, but he does have serious flatulence. He thinks it's hilarious and does it in public just to embarrass me to death. He also does it at the end of lovemaking, which I think is gross, and he thinks is the funniest thing in the world. Dummies, he's the only serious boyfriend I've ever had. Are all guys this gross and inappropriate? It's putting a serious damper on how I feel about him. Please help me save our relationship from tired of natural gas in Florida.
Oh, it's Florida too?
It's from someone from Florida.
Okay, so the funny thing to me is, like, I don't suspect he's cheating on me, but he does fart a lot. Like, I think, obviously, marry this guy.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, we are definitely the wrong people to answer a question about a person who's uncomfortable with farting.
Yeah, I'm dating one right now, and
he doesn't. You're this girl's boyfriend. You're the one who farts.
Yes, and he hates it. He hates it.
So, like, what situations do you fart around your boyfriend?
If we're spooning, you know, I'm gonna fart on that dick. You know.
So your little spoon.
Yeah, I mean, we like to do both big and little, but. If I'm little, I'm farting.
I'm farting on that dick.
Yeah, and I feel bad because I get, like, really bad tummy aches at the end of the day because I just eat and, like, I don't even know if I have IBS.
I mean, you're a gassy motherfucker.
I am, and I just let it rip at night. Like, nighttime is when the farts come out, and and they're coming.
Do you use the pull my finger trick, or do you just let it go?
No, I kind of just, like, look at him, and then I go... And then I just laugh.
The eye contact is very important.
Yeah, you fully, like, once he makes eye contact with me for like 4 seconds, he knows it's coming. And it's gonna be a good one.
Yeah, I mean I brought up this question because, I mean, of course we love farting, but I want us to think, like, really try to get into her perspective of how do you deal with a significant other, us, who farts too much.
They shouldn't just break up. I don't know. Don't date someone who likes farting.
Really? You don't think there's a way past it?
I don't think that the person who likes farting should change. I think the person who is being a little bitch about it should leave.
Really? You don't think it's reasonable to say, like, don't fart around me, babe?
No. If you're in a relationship, you're farting.
Yeah. Yeah.
It depends too, because there's different types of farts. If they're loud ones that don't smell, absolutely fine. But Cole has his, like, fucking World War I farts where he just, like, they're silent ones, but they're deadly.
And World War One farts? Is that a term, or is that to just make that up?
I kind of just made that up. If it gets coined, it's by me.
When you said World War One farts, that sounded to me like it was like a very, very old person being like...
I mean, it's like when you throw a grenade in and then it's just like... But of smell, just of stench.
So just an explosive fart.
Yeah, it's like a stink bomb.
See, that's a better word for it.
Yeah, I know. I don't think well on my feet. I don't. I'm not an improver.
Yeah, I mean, the two of us really, like, in general, but I think really in this question, we are like the two devils on your shoulder.
Yeah.
Like, some people have, like, an angel and a devil. We're both the devil.
Yeah, we're both Peter Griffin devils on your shoulder, being like,
right.
Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, I mean, we're always just going to encourage you to do the bad idea and the thing that involves the most conflict.
Absolutely.
So to the boyfriend, keep being you, man.
Yeah, you do you, man. You do you.
Yeah, you should dump this girl and date one of us.
Honestly, I love if he's hot. She did say he's hot. So,
oh, wait, hello. Wait. I read it. Wait, it's actually Julia Louis-Dreyfus's son.
Oh, Charlie. Ah, Charlie.
What would you do? I mean, how would you react if you were on a date with Julia Louis-Dreyfus's son, Charlie, and he just ripped one? Would you be like, oh. Would you
Yeah. If someone farted on the first date.
The first date.
I'm sold.
Really?
It shows confidence, it shows character, and it shows coolness. The three C's.
What if it's, like, offensively smelly, though?
If it's, like, a smelly one, I'm going to be upset. Like, if it's just a funny, like a trumpet, that's funny. But if it's a stinky, uh-uh.
That's true, but sometimes I feel like when it's stinky, it's funny. Because...
No.
Because, like, poo... is like really smelly and like lingers in the air, but farts go away after a minute or so, right?
The first time Cole farted with me, we were in a CVS and the fart just carried with us, and that's how I knew it was him. It just the cloud followed us, and I was just like, I got mad. I was just like, you cannot do these farts. These farts are unacceptable. If it's like a that's hilarious. But if you're going to do a stinky fart, that is unacceptable.
It had a green cloud around it?
It was like it was literally a cartoon green cloud that followed us. And those are the farts still to this day that are unacceptable. But if Charlie did it, I'd reconsider.
You would eat his ass.
No, I wouldn't say that.
But you would kiss his pants.
Yeah, I would do that.
I'll kiss your pants.
I won't eat your ass, but I'll kiss your pants.
Babe, can I kiss your pants?
There's nothing better than a nice little smooch on your tushy.
On your tush. Yeah, that's like for people who aren't comfortable getting physical on the first date. Maybe you can just kiss their pants.
Yeah, I would just go.
Yeah, right on the bum.
A nice little kiss on your left butt cheek.
Right on the rump.
Yeah. I got one.
Yeah, let's hear another question.
This one's from 2001.
Is it about farts?
No. No.
Then why bother?
I know. Well, anyways, dear Devin Noah, several months ago, I read in some food magazine that when one finishes the entree while dining in a restaurant, it is considered good manners and considerate to the server or busboy to use your napkin to wipe clean a small area at the edge of the plate so the fingers won't be soiled when the plate is picked up for removal. As I recall, the article I read said it mattered not if the napkin was cloth or paper or whether the restaurant was high class or a greasy spoon. My wife and daughters rebuke?
Yeah, that's the right word.
Yeah, rebuke me for doing this every time we eat out. And they believe, eat out. And they they believe I never really read such a stupid item. Now I'm beginning to wonder if I did myself, as none of our friends or associates have ever heard of such a courtesy. How does this make you feel?
I mean, it's one of those things where it's just no harm, no foul. Like, yeah, it's courteous, but it's like totally not necessary. So you're trying to like wipe the edges of the plate so that the waiter won't get their hands dirty?
Yeah, I think I'm just such a bad person. I'm like, if I'm getting a pasta dish, I don't like so much sauce. So I constantly dab the noodle on the side of the plate so the sauce is there. And I just, now I feel bad about doing that.
Don't waiters hold plates from the bottom?
That's my guess, but you have to pick it up from the side.
That's true, but I feel like it's dirty dishes, so they're washing their hands anyway.
Also, if I was a waiter, I would just wear gloves, but that's just me. Because I hate touching dirty food from a plate, even if it's my parents. Like, it grosses me out.
Well, and I feel like it is different with 2020 context. Like, if you were at a restaurant in COVID times, like, you'd probably want to wipe the edges of the plate just to have hygiene theater about it.
And yeah, I don't know. I've never done that. I also learned that it's rude to put X's with the fork and the knife.
Really?
I didn't know that.
I don't think it was rude. I thought that is the sign that says I'm finished.
The X apparently means that you didn't like the meal.
Says who?
Says someone told me that.
Says like
I don't remember.
Implicit restaurant etiquette?
Yeah.
Well,
because I used to do that.
Personally, I don't think that is a sign of disrespect. I would see that as a sign of I'm done. Or just innocuous. But that's actually a good segue because, you know, I had a question that was just like this. You want me to read it? It's very similar. It involves end of dinner etiquette. So this one's from October 10th, 1996. Dear Devin and Noah and Bok Bok, I am 60 years old. Somewhere in the past, I acquired the habit of pushing my plate toward the center of the table when I finished eating. My lady friend, who was born and educated in England, says this really gets on her nerves. I never noticed it before because I've always thought it was proper, that it signals to the server that you are finished with that course. Please advise. From Sirius in Boston.
My question is, why are you going to push it to the center? Because it's easier if you keep it near you.
I mean, I don't think this is more about the conveniency of picking it up. I think it's more about the implicit cue of I'm ready for it to be taken.
Yeah. I don't think that's... I didn't even know that was a thing. I don't think it's rude or anything.
Yeah, I feel like it's like something you can do, but it's not an official rule. But I am just really fascinated by all of these unspoken rules of dining.
Yeah, I wish my friend... What are they called? My friend went to this thing when she was younger.
Finishing school?
Cotillion, yeah. My friend did that, and I was always envious of it, because it just sounds fun.
It's so proper and fancy, right?
Yeah, and I would just love to just fuck around in there. And be like, yeah. Gawp, gawp.
Yeah, just eat it with your hands.
Yeah.
Eat it with the stupid way of eating a fork that you make fun of me for.
Yeah, I would just eat like you.
Oh, gee, thanks. But yeah, because I mean, I wonder if I was a waiter, how much I would really care about those kind of unspoken rules. Because I feel like if I'm a waiter, I'm just trying to get my job done and like take people's food. I'm not really worried about the emotions behind the silverware placement, you know?
I think about this a lot, and like I'd rather be a waiter than I would rather be the waiter in the front, like the beginning part of dining. Where you take their order and you bring them bread. Yeah, then I would not want to carry a dirty dish.
Well, a host grosses me out. A host is like obviously an easier job, but it pays less.
I know.
Because you don't get tipped.
I don't
want to
be a busboy. I know, that's the thing. I don't want to touch a dirty dish. It really grosses me out.
Then you probably shouldn't work in a restaurant.
I also can never work in a restaurant because I don't want to know what happens in the back. I just don't want to know.
So you want to work retail? What's gonna be your like survival job in your 20s?
I mean, I did work at the salt station, so.
But that doesn't count because that's not.
Yeah, I'd probably do retail.
Would you want to work at like a Target or like a fucking like fancy boutique or something?
I would love to work in a boutique.
So that you can get 30% off.
No, I just want to be like, oh. I work at Liz Claiborne, or so, I don't know.
And judge all the hot preppy LA
moms.
Girls that walk in.
Yeah. Oh, I would. I can't wait to go back to LA and see LA people.
I can't wait for you to become a Valley Girl.
I know. Once I go to LA, I'm going to become really hot, and I'm going to become an LA person.
Yeah, you're going to bleach your hair, right?
My hair's already getting, like, pretty light.
No, you're going to go full blonde and wear those, like, wide-brim hats, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And shop at a store called Coachella.
You know, when we were there, there was a store called Coachella, and I did all of the clothes there.
I know. That's the one right on Melrose.
Yeah. When I go to LA, I'm gonna shop at Melrose once I lose 70 pounds of my body, then I could fit into their clothes.
Would you go to Coachella? The festival?
No fucking way.
Why? Because of the annoying people, or because of the money, or because of the heat?
Well, they're all an option. I'm not going to spend $600 on a ticket. I just found that out this year. I thought they were probably like $70. And then I was like, $600 fucking dollars? What?
Well, yeah, because it's $600 to get in the door, but then you also have to buy,
food, a shelter.
But yeah, you have to get, a fancy photogenic Airbnb for the weekend.
Clothes.
Yeah, you got to get 3 new outfits. Probably multiple outfits per day.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was just like, I couldn't do it. I don't like the heat. I don't even like concerts, to be honest. I don't like concerts.
And you don't like drugs.
I don't like drugs. I don't like drinking. Coachella sounds like...
And you don't like vanity.
Yeah, Coachella literally sounds like my nightmare. Like, you know how in TV shows when you get put in, like, you have your fears and then they give you your fear, or like they give you your like worst nightmare? That is it. Like, Coachella is my worst nightmare.
Just like a well-funded music festival.
Yeah,
with hot blondes and influencers.
That sounds horrible to me.
Yeah, I mean,
I would hate that.
I just imagine it's people taking pictures of themselves all day.
Yeah.
You know what you would probably like even less? Burning Man.
Oh my God, Moshe Kasher, because I've been helping that podcast. He's like a Burning Man man. He's gone every year.
Yeah, my uncle's been to like 7 Burning Mans. He loves it.
I feel bad for Natasha because she has to go too. Like, I couldn't get into that.
I really want to go sometime in my 20s.
There's no way I'm going to this.
Yeah, maybe I'll go with my uncle. He's super into EDM.
Yeah, I'd rather go to, what's it called? The fucking Israel trip than
Birthright?
I'd rather do Birthright than Burning Man.
Well, Birthright sounds actually good.
Burning Man is fun for other people.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I hate big crowds.
All right. Well, do you want to do one more question then sign off?
I think we did enough.
Okay, fine. Let's sign off right now. Well, thank you very much for listening to all the people who made it all the way through. Wait, Chicken, do you have any last words?
Buck bye.
Oh, good. Thank you. Okay. So, well, this has been a great episode of Two Dummies. Actually, you follow us on Instagram at Two Dummies. And why not listen to my new song? I just put out a new song last week called Quiet Guy. It's on my SoundCloud, and it's in the link in the bio. It's a song that I've been sitting on for about a year and haven't found the right time to release, but it's about...
'Cause you're so quiet.
Yeah, it's about an introverted rapper. So check that out. It's online right now.
And you know, everyone's been saying you're the next Dave.
Yeah, I'm totally the next Dave. Jewish rappers got to stick together.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's sign off. This has been a great episode of Two Dummies. I'm Noah.
I'm Devin.
And bok bok bye!
Bok bok bye.
Bok bok!